approval terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Build your business with Pro Xtra at the Home Depot. Join now to get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At the Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A motorcade carrying the casket of former President Jimmy Carter made its way from Andrews Joint Base to a snowy Washington, D.C. first stop, U.S. Navy Memorial. Carter's casket will then lie in state at the U.S. Capitol until Thursday's funeral. Jimmy Carter's personal pastor, Tony Loudon, spoke to ABC's David Muir about Carter's determination over the years.
I've never seen anyone like this in my entire life with the will to live, but more importantly, the will to serve.
Jimmy Carter was 100. Sentencing day still set for this Friday in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. A judge denied a request for a delay. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
A legal blow today for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
Fire crews in Southern California battling a fresh brush fire in Pacific Palisades. This is ABC News. More than 125 people were killed and nearly 200 others injured after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake rocked Tibet, near where mountaineers gather to climb Mount Everest.
There were more than 40 aftershocks in the first few hours following the quake, which struck around 50 miles north of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world, just across the border. Video shows tremors hitting the Hotel Everest View in Nepal. Now, Chinese state media, they say around 1,000 houses in the area collapsed during the earthquake, and video showing the aftermath with crumbling highways and plenty of debris.
ABC's Britt Clinton. Costco is announcing a recall of a popular cold and flu medication. The company recalling Kirkland's signature brand severe cold and flu plus congestion medication due to a potential foreign material contamination. The boxes of caplets were sold at Costco stores in the Midwest and Southeast in October and November of last year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Have you ever lifted a piece of furniture only to discover the carpet underneath looks brand new while the rest of it looks, well, not brand new? That's when you realize you need new carpet. At the Home Depot, we have a wide selection of all the top brands. Best of all, installation is included. So all you need to do is choose something that matches your style. Start your carpet project today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Installation included qualifying purchases. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. At the Capitol, Robin Voss is reelected State Assembly Speaker. The Republican leader has formed a new Government Oversight, Accountability, and Transparency, or GOAT, committee.
Rather than doing everything the way that we have for the past 20 or 30 years and just adding more bureaucracy to the top of the pile, I would like us to focus on innovating and have the Assembly be a place where new ideas thrive as we meet the needs of the people of Wisconsin.
Voss says Republican priorities include passing a tax cut and not growing the size of government. Republicans maintain a 54-45 seat majority in the chamber after Democrats picked up seats under new legislative maps in November. Does voter ID need to be in the Wisconsin Constitution?
Photo ID has been required to vote in Wisconsin since being signed into law by former Governor Scott Walker in 2011. Republicans who control the legislature want to prevent voter ID from being repealed by enshrining it in the Constitution. A measure to do that passed both chambers in the last session, and with lawmakers back in Madison for a new session, the state Senate is scheduled to vote this week on final passage, with the Assembly following up next week to place the question on the April ballot statewide. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Advocates hope for action to curb gun violence from a new legislative session. The legislative lead for the group Moms Demand Action, Lindsay Buescher.
A domestic violence restraining order bill would be really impactful. I think a suicide prevention effort would be hugely impactful. I mean, 65% of gun deaths in Wisconsin are suicide, so that would be a big one.
Democrats picked up seats in both the state assembly and Senate. Buescher says that could mean more bipartisan support for gun measures. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures, with highs reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay partly cloudy tonight, crashing cold down to the single digits. And tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine, with highs in the teens and a shot of flurries through the afternoon. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
And welcome in to AOA Agriculture of America. We have a lot to talk about here on our program today. Good to have you along with us once again. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up, we are going to have our monthly conversation with the folks at Clean Fuels Alliance America. Kurt Kovarik is going to join us in segment two. A lot of ethanol, biofuel, renewable diesel related issues for us to talk about here kicking off the new year. We will chat with Kurt coming up in just a little bit. In segment three, we're going to talk about the Commodity Classic coming up in Denver, Colorado, and talk about a big anniversary milestone for the National Association of Wheat Growers. Chandler Gould with NOG will join us for a conversation coming up here after the bottom of the hour. Then in segment four, we'll take a look at news headlines. Senate Majority Leader South Dakota's John Thune laying out some of his priorities here at the start of the 119th Congress, including getting a new farm bill done. We're going to hear those comments and take a look at more ag news headlines coming up here to close out today's AOA. Helping us get things started, though, the conversation surrounding ag labor and the potential of mass deportations is something that is being widely talked about with the incoming administration, and we want to get some perspective on this. Joining us now, she is the director of the Center for Agriculture and Food Systems at Vermont Law and Graduate School. Joining us, Lori Bayronavand is with us here. Lori, thanks so much for being with us here on AOA today. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's just start. And there's a lot of concern, I think, in the ag industry about what mass deportations could mean and how it could affect ag labor. What are some of the overall ramifications that this potential could have on the ag industry, Lori?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's definitely something people should be watching and should be concerned about. What's tricky about ag labor in the U.S. is it's really hard to get hard numbers about how many of the workers in the ag sector are immigrants. So the estimates are like anywhere from 40 to 70%. What we do know, at least from USDA data, is that about half of those workers are undocumented. And the farm sector has been pretty vocal, especially in recent weeks, as you know, President Trump is about to take office, that he'll create an exemption in his mass deportation plan for workers in the ag sector. But so far, we haven't seen that been on the table, at least publicly.
Well, reforming immigration and ag labor has been a huge issue for some time now, and it's something that we've struggled to find a way to reform immigration programs. I think about H-2A visa program, et cetera. Could we see some reforms to things like the H-2A visa program, maybe even more quickly under this incoming Trump administration? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly a possibility. President Biden's administration put into place a new rule to protect ag workers, the worker protection rule, and that just went into effect in the summer. I think that that's been received with sort of mixed emotions. I know that farmers have been concerned about it because it creates a lot of recording requirements for them, the burdens on them, at least the, you know, some of the pushback has been that the burdens on farmers with this new rule are pretty tremendous. Although I think people have been complaining about the functionality of the H-2A program for a long time.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to stop you there. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, my sense is that that rule, because of its reception from farm groups, and there have been several legal challenges to the implementation of that rule, that I would suspect that that might be a prime target for one of the Trump administration's sort of first like regulatory rollback actions. And possibly it'll get replaced with some more streamlined version of the H-2A program. But I think, you know, generally the ag sector is really supportive of the H-2A program, generally speaking. It's just that the requirements for the H-2A program can be onerous both for farmers and for farm workers.
Lori, are there any other policy reforms that could protect both immigrant workers and the overall stability of our food system here in America?
Oof, that's a great question and a hard one. There have definitely been some legislative suggestions to figure out how to sort of reform ag labor, as you suggested in your introduction, in the U.S. and to try to figure out how to streamline the process for farmers to be able to bring workers into the U.S., for workers to be able to access work in the U.S., but also to create pathways to citizenship or at least provide some level of stability, which benefits both the farmers and the workers. I mean, farmers definitely want to have a stable workforce that they can count on year to year, and that's really difficult under the existing H-2A program.
Well, Lori, as we get close to wrapping up here, we got just about a minute and a half. Any other final thoughts? I know this is such a huge topic that we could spend hours discussing, but I think just as a primer for the year ahead, what are some of the big things that folks throughout agriculture should be paying attention to?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think this is one of the big issues that they should pay attention to. I mean, I think what's tricky about it is if we experience mass labor shortages in the ag sector, the concerns that voters had about the economy and food prices are only going to be exacerbated. And a lot of this conflicts with President Trump's agenda regarding like reduced importation. So if we have labor shortages, we're going to have to import more food. That's going to cost more money. We're less reliant on domestic products. So I think those are things to just sort of think about in tandem and for people to keep an eye on and, you know, make sure that their interests are first and foremost.
And of course, so we've heard from a lot of producers that they're concerned just in general of finding good labor help on their farms. That's another big piece of this as well, Lori.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything final you would share real quick as we close out here today?
I mean, I think, you know, from a from an economic perspective, it's hard to ignore how much ag workers contribute to the economy, not just to the agricultural economy, but bringing in workers to the U.S. also benefits state and local economies. So, you know, I think it's hard because these issues often get presented in a sort of like one-sided manner, but there's so many facets to them that I think are really important for people to take into consideration.
With that, we appreciate the time. Lori Bayronovan, Director of the Center for Agriculture and Food Systems at Vermont Law and Graduate School. Lori, really appreciate it. We'll have to get you back on AOA again with us real soon. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much.
I would love that. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about biofuels-related issues starting off the new year. Kirk Kovarik with Clean Fuels Alliance America will join us next here on AOA.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals, to businesses, to governments, and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need.
Let's turn our attention to issues impacting the biofuels industry. There's a host of different things on our plate here as we kick off 2025, and a lot of things that are being paid attention to by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Joining us now, Vice President of Federal Affairs for Clean Fuels, Kurt Kovarik, is with us. Kurt, it's good to talk with you again. Happy New Year. How are you?
Glad to be with you, Jesse. Happy New Year to you as well.
I know you were digging out from that snow in Washington, D.C., and good to have you with us here today. A lot of topics, as I mentioned, to discuss, and maybe we break this down into, we got a few days remaining in the Biden administration. Let's start there. I think the biggest thing is 45Z. I know we got the 45V rule out, the clean hydrogen rule, and there's been talk wondering if we'd get this 45Z SAF credit information out before the change administrations on the 20th. Wondering what's the latest here, Kurt? What are you hearing?
Well, I sure hope it comes out. And as you noted, a week ago Friday, we got the final regulations for 45V, which is hydrogen, which was a key component of the clean energy tax incentives from the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed all the way back in August of 2022 now, when you think about it. We've got about 13 days here of the Biden administration left. Our expectation is that they are going to get a proposed rule or proposed guidance out of the Department of Treasury prior to January 20th. There was some expectation that we would see it this Friday, although now with the federal government having been closed yesterday and today, and again closed Thursday for the President Carter funeral, that might slip. But there's some key components of this that we're closely watching. There's the Climate Smart Ag piece that will be incorporated. That is, our understanding is finished, and it's going through interagency review right now. DOE's been working on their part of this and updating the carbon intensity modeling known as the GREET model. So our hope is that this gets done because, you know, as our industry has relied upon tax incentives for many years, we transitioned from a $1 per gallon blender's tax credit that expired at the end of 2024, transitioning to this new carbon intensity clean fuel production credit, but we don't know the rules of the road. We have industry operating without having any understanding about the credit value for the fuel, and it's not a phantom fuel. It's a fuel that today is about 5 billion gallon market subject to this. So, you know, just the inability of the administration to get their work done on time in advance of this tax credit taking place has been horribly difficult for our industry to weather. We're just hopeful that they get it done, because if they don't get it done and the new administration comes in, it's hard to see how a clean energy tax incentive like this would be a high priority. So we're pressing every day. We're hopeful that the folks are doing the work and that we expect to see it by this Friday. But at the very latest, we hope to see it by January 20th.
You raise a point there, though, Kurt, that I want to get your thoughts on. I mean, even if we do get this credit out before the change in administrations, is there any concern that the incoming Trump administration could totally reverse this 45Z, do something different? Is there any concern or any way that might happen here?
Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. A lot of it depends on the manner in which the Biden administration proposes the rule. When Treasury puts out rules, the fact of the matter is you have taxpayers who abide by this. So it's a little bit more difficult for a new administration just to come in and say that no longer has any effect. They would have to essentially re-propose it. So there's at least some period of time where taxpayers can rely upon the guidance that's issued until the new administration can either rewrite it, pull it back, or scrap it altogether. But the fact of the matter is, and I hope that the incoming Trump administration recognizes this, is that of the clean energy tax incentives passed in the Inflation Reduction Act back in 2022, this clean fuel production credit has strong support among the Trump constituency, whether that's ethanol or biodiesel producers, agriculture for sure, whether it's soybean growers, corn growers, livestock interests, truck stops. Everyone in the marketplace related to these fuels is a strong supporter of President Trump and is a constituency that Trump, I think, supports. I mean, we heard consistency, his support for and his love of farmers, his desire for growing the U.S. economy, creating energy dominance here in the United States. All of those things are achieved through an effective implementation of 45Z. So I would hope that, you know, in their, you know, first days or first weeks and months as they try to undo some of these, you know, Biden climate policies, that they look at 45Z in a bit of a different light, given the fact that it's an established industry. Biodiesel has been around for 30 years. Ethanol has been around for close to 50 years now, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And intertwined into the fabric of the rural economy and what these fuels mean for agriculture, rural economy, energy dominance. All of those are things that President Trump should support.
Kurt Kovarg, Vice President of Federal Affairs with Clean Fuels Alliance America, is joining us here on AOA. In regards to the Trump administration, I know there's a few different things that we need to think about for the ethanol and biofuels industry. And a couple that come to my mind with the new EPA, RVO volume setting is one thing. I know we didn't get year-round E15 and the end-of-the-year package for Congress, so that's top of mind here early in the year. And you throw in things like tax reform, extensions, et cetera. I mean, out of all those things or others, what are some of the big things you're watching with this incoming Trump administration, Kurt?
Well, the first item is going to be is their priority that they place on implementing the renewable fuel standard. And as you mentioned, one area where the Biden administration dropped the ball was setting volumes under the RFS for 2026. They were due basically by November 1st of this past year, setting all the volumes for fuels for 2026. That's something that the Trump administration, unfortunately for them, is going to have to work on day one. And so our goal here is going to be to impress upon Mr. Zeldin, the nominee at EPA, should he be confirmed, and others within the administration, is this has to be a top priority. If you think about all of the uncertainty facing agriculture, I mean, low commodity prices, perhaps trade disruptions as the administration considers tariffs, as your previous guest was talking about, labor issues. Setting robust volumes on the RFS is one way to send a signal to domestic supply that here's a market for your product and your fuel, and we want to hit the accelerator on that. It's really unfortunate that, you know, the Biden administration came in and Administrator Regan came in and said, hey, we're going to get this program back on track. We're going to follow the statute. We're going to do our job. Well, the fact of the matter is they stopped doing their job about a year ago on this. So that is going to be on the front doorstep of the Trump administration as they come in. I hope we'll have a strong voice. I think we will in a USDA Secretary Rollins in advocating for strong volumes for RVOs and what it means for agriculture. And that's one area where this Congress, there's no doubt that they're going to be impressing upon the Trump administration, whether it's the nominees through the nomination process or in conversations with his incoming personnel, about things that the administration can do that have broad support within the Republican caucus and the rural sector. And one of those is pressing for higher volumes under the renewable fuel standard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kurt, as we get close to wrap it up here, we got about a minute. Should give a plug. I know you guys have your conference coming up in San Diego here. I believe next week, or maybe remind us. No, it's 2 weeks, January 20th through the 23rd, right?
January 20th through the 23rd. And I would say to all your listeners out there in the Midwest and upper Midwest, if you're sick and tired of the cold and the snow and the sleet, we're going to be in sunny San Diego, January 20th through the 23rd. I don't think we're going to have any weather advisories while they're there. Just wear your sunscreen. But also, we've got great content. It's a great way to kick off 2025 and talking about all of the challenges, opportunities ahead for this industry as we really kind of hit our stride here in terms of production and value that we're adding to the economy.
And I know folks can find more details, the agenda, registration, et cetera, cleanfuelsconference.org. That's cleanfuelsconference.org. For more information, coming up January 20th through the 23rd, as Kurt said, in sunny San Diego, California. Kurt Kovarg, Vice President of Federal Affairs with Clean Fuels Alliance America. It's always good to talk with you, and appreciate you joining us. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks again, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Kirk Kovarik there with Clean Fuels Alliance America joining us here today on AOA. All right, coming up next here on the program as we continue, we're going to have a conversation with Chandler Gould from the National Association of Wheat Growers. NAWG is getting ready to celebrate its 75th anniversary. We'll talk about that and more coming up next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. Milk markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 29 to 2083, March down 18 to 2040, April steady at 1995, May milk down 1 at 1949. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move up mostly higher on the day with the help of stronger boxed beef prices. And also the market still believing that packers are short bought and will again move cash prices higher this week. Hog markets, though, were mostly lower in the nearby months as traders and hog producers are still waiting for consistent consumer demand to surface. That hasn't happened, and the nearbys were once again lower. February live cattle up 37 cents to 195.57. January feeder cattle up 210 to 268.40. February hogs down 47 cents to 79.17. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets closed slightly higher on the day on some short covering late in the session. Also, the daily export wire saw 110,000 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia. Soybeans, though, they were mostly lower on the day. Some weakness in soybean meal helping to pressure the prices. But as the day wore on, soybeans were well off of their daily lows and closed fractionally lower. Wheat markets mostly higher. New crop corn up 3/4 to 446 and a quarter. New crop beans down 1.5 to 10.11 and a half. March wheat up 2.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues here today, and joining us now, pleased to have a conversation with the CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Chandler Gould is with us here today. Chandler, Happy New Year. It's good to have you back on the show with us. How are you?
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. And looking forward to our conversation today as the new year and the new Congress and everything else is starting up again.
Absolutely. Well, and it's a big year for NOG as well. It's a milestone that we should start with here. 75th anniversary, and I know this is going to be celebrated coming up here throughout the year, and particularly at Commodity Classic coming to Denver here the first part of March. Chandler, this is exciting stuff, 75th anniversary for NOG.
It is. You know, we're really looking forward to celebrating the 75 years of being the primary advocate for the wheat growers here in the United States. And we've got a little bit of something planned at each of our major meetings. Of course, we'll be doing something in January, next week with our board meeting in Washington, D.C. We've got several members of Congress joining us to celebrate that. And then at Commodity Classic, which I know we'll discuss just a little later, we plan to have a celebration at our booth, and then we will tie up the 75th year of NOG down at our fall board meeting. But when you just look at how far not only NOG itself has come in the last 75 years, I mean, just think about the technology and the advancements that we have made in production agriculture. And so there's a lot to be said, and we're very excited to celebrate this 75th year of the National Association of Wheat Growers.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the years of advocacy that you guys have been doing for the nation's wheat growers is so, so important and so crucial. And you mentioned Commodity Classic, and I do want to hit on that real quick here. Coming up in Denver, Colorado this year, first part of March, and obviously, we talked a bit about Commodity yesterday with co-chair Rob Schaefer from Illinois. Such a great agenda already. There's going to be a lot going on, and it's really a great opportunity for so many folks in agriculture to connect, isn't it, Chandler?
Absolutely. I mean, Commodity Classic is by far the largest farmer-owned, farmer-led trade show that we have here in the United States, and I encourage all growers, but especially our wheat growers, to come to Denver March 2nd through the 4th. Make sure when you're registering that you, if you're a wheat grower, that you check that you're a member of the National Association of Wheat Growers, and to come and look and listen to the cutting edge technology, the trade show seminars, and just a lot of good educational sessions that are going to be there. But I do want to let you know that early registration ends on January 15th. So if you are thinking about coming to Commodity Classic, please go to their website at commodityclassiconeword.com and try to get registered for January 15th while that early bird special is still on there. And just one other thing, Jesse, too, I know what we're also going to cover, I'm going to kind of link it back to the 75th, but if you look at how far NOG came in the first 75 years of its existence, we're going to have to make as many changes as we did in the first 75 years, I think, in the next 15 years. Just, you know, technology and everything's moving so fast that the organization has got to be adaptable. And we're going to look at what that future of the wheat industry looks like in the next 75 years when we're at Commodity Classic.
Chandler Gould, the CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, joining us again. 75th anniversary for NOG, and definitely want folks to help celebrate during Commodity Classic too. Again, commodityclassic.com for more. Chandler, let's talk about shifting gears here. 119th Congress is underway. We got quite a bit of business that's got to get done for agriculture. And I know, first and foremost here, let's talk about the Farm Bill. We got the extension in that end of year CR. Now we got to get a new Farm Bill done. And it seems like all indications are with the new ranking members and the current makeup of things and the Senate Majority Leader John Thune, that the Farm Bill's going to be a priority. What's the latest you're hearing? What are your thoughts?
Well, at first, you know, we very disappointed that we had to do another extension, though we were thankful that both of the chambers at the end of the 118th Congress were able to come together in that continued resolution where they extended the Farm Bill for 1 year and was actually able to add about $10 to $11 billion for economic assistance for all farmers. But just because our commodity prices have been so low and cost of production continues to go up, and of course, inflation and those other issues. The 110th Congress, I know Senator Thune, the leader now in the Senate, coming from a major agriculture state, always been a huge proponent and supporter of agriculture issues in the Farm Bill. Continuing on the Senate side, we now have Chairman Bozeman from Arkansas and Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar, again, Arkansas, Minnesota, two other big, very large agriculture states and very active senators there. And of course, we had a change of leadership on the House side as well. We still have G.T. Thompson, who worked very hard and actually got a farm bill out of his committee last year. And then the new ranking member, Congresswoman Angie Craig from Minnesota. So Minnesota is doing pretty good, if you ask me. They got the ranking member in the Senate Ag Committee and the ranking member in the House Agriculture Committee. But what worries me, Jesse, is I'm worried that even though we have these very strong leaders supporting and wanting to get this farm bill done early in this congressional cycle this year, we also know that the president has a very large agenda on immigration reform. They are also looking at, and I just read this yesterday, they want one large reconciliation bill, which means cutting money out of pretty much everything but defense most of the time, and then that big tax package that needs to be dealt with. And I'm worried personally that that's going to suck a lot of oxygen out of both chambers and could possibly delay getting a farm bill done earlier this year rather than later.
And I think that's a little bit of concern for a lot of folks. To your point, with so many things on the agenda, and you mentioned immigration, I mean, that's that and ag labor, I think, is going to be something that's very important to watch as well in this whole discussion. But it's just, it feels like there are a lot of things to get done. And I hope, you know, one, we don't push this to, you know, the back burner again. And two, with some of these new members, even though they're experienced, is there concern we have to maybe go back to the drawing board a little bit with a new farm bill, Chandler?
Well, absolutely. I mean, every time we have a new Congress, that means new members, usually on the House Ag Committee. There might be a little bit of changes on the Senate Ag Committee now that we've got the president election certified and each chamber is continuing to finalize their committee list. There will be a significant learning curve for those new members. And then not only for the ones that are on the committee, but just the new members in the Senate and the new members in the House of Representatives. You know, a lot of them, if they don't come from large agriculture districts or states, I mean, we've got to start off with, you know, Farm Bill 101. What does it do? What does Title I actually do? What is crop insurance? And how does it operate different than auto insurance? I mean, those are the kind of questions that you get. And so we will have to, you know, divide our time of making sure we get to those new offices, we build that relationship with them, and we give them a good, strong foundation of why they need to be supportive of a farm bill. And then we really need to be leaning on our champions that have been in office for multiple years to reach out to those new members as well. So I am certain that all of us in the commodity and farm bill world will come together and start doing some education, whether it's through breakout sessions or Hill briefings, but it is going to be a big lift.
As we get ready to close out here a couple minutes, what other priorities does NOG have for this 119th Congress, Chandler?
Well, you know, we already kind of hit on the tax package. You know, during the Biden administration, one of the first things that they were looking at as a pay for was stepped up basis. And I think now that the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the administration, we won't have to push to keep that out as much as we did in the last one, but also making sure that this tax package benefits farmers. You know, their business structure is very different than a corporation and even though they're self-employed, it's still different than being self-employed and running a business. So really making sure that we are advocating for them for that. We are going to continue to push very hard to expand our trade agreements. I think that's going to be a little difficult if, and I'm saying if, But if President-elect Trump follows through on his tariff program, which I think he's going to, he's talking about it a lot, that's going to make trade very difficult. And I'm worried about some of the commodity prices that are going to come through there. But overall with that, the number one priority for us is to get the farm bill done. And then also to look at our infrastructure. We want to continue to support those four dams in the lower Snake River, the Columbia River system. And we want to make sure the EPA, you know, speeds up and becomes a little better reactive to either re-registration or new products coming online, which helps us with efficiency. And I could go on and on and on, Jesse, but I mean, those will be the big things that we're looking at. But clearly the number one priority is getting a comprehensive farm bill that is reflective of current production cost for all wheat growers this year.
Well, in lieu of us being up against the clock, I know if folks want to stay up to date with issues and more, wheatworld.org is a great place for them to start, isn't it, Chandler?
Yes, wheatworld.org. And then you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, which has all those handles there. But that's where we keep everybody up to date. And again, I just want to do a quick little plug here for Commodity Classic March 2nd through the 4th. This is the first time that we have had Commodity Classic this far west since we started meeting in California years ago. And so the Commodity Classic has largely been from the I states. It's been a very large corn or soy being present. So we are actually smack dab in the middle of wheat country. And I'm really hoping that we see a large turnout of wheat growers since we're literally putting this trade show in your back door.
We hope so as well. Chandler Gould, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, thanks for joining us here on AOA today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.
All right. We'll take a look at Ag News headlines coming up next. Back with more on AOA right after the break.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
Full of social pressure, bullying, and substance abuse, LEAD has a solution. LEAD connects law enforcement agencies with schools to deliver tested, proven, and effective anti-drugs and violence training to kids. Learn more about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, and our work to create safer, healthier communities at leadrugs.org or on social media at We Are LEAD. Sponsored by LEAD, Inc.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Well, as the new Congress gets underway and they certify the election results on Monday, we turn our attention to many of the priorities ahead for this new Congress. And that includes a new farm bill for Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Welcome back to AOA. As the new Majority Leader from South Dakota laid out his priorities to start off the new Congress here this week, they include a new farm bill. As he says, he understands rural America, where he started life in a small South Dakota town.
The town of Myrtle, population today roughly around 500 people. We didn't even have a traffic light, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. Life in Myrtle had a beautiful simplicity. Sure, it had one or two drawbacks. With a population that small, we Thune kids could be sure that our parents would have heard all about any of our misdemeanors before we even made it home.
That rural upbringing led Thune to value the land, agriculture, and the importance of community, values that stuck with him as he rose through the ranks of the House and then the Senate. Now, Thune succeeds Kentucky's Mitch McConnell as Senate GOP leader and now as majority leader, setting out an aggressive early agenda with many parts of the agenda important to producers in rural areas.
Extending the tax relief Republicans delivered during the first Trump administration. Lifting burdensome and expensive government regulations to help American businesses and families flourish. Bringing appropriations bills to the floor for serious deliberation so that we make the best possible use of taxpayer dollars. An overdue farm bill to update farm programs for farmers and ranchers to reflect current agriculture needs.
Now, Thune also sits on the Senate Ag Committee and remains a strong advocate for farm programs and opening new markets for farm exports. His rise to the top Senate leadership post could make him a catalyst for speedy farm bill action, though any farm bill will still need bipartisan support to pass. That's going to be one of the big, big issues for ag groups here with the new Congress is getting a new farm bill across the finish line, as we were unable to do that in the last Congress. The National Corn Growers Association gathered its leadership on Capitol Hill this week to welcome members of the new Congress as they were sworn into office. NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr., who was in attendance, said, quote, "We're here to congratulate our friends and allies who were reelected to Congress and introduce ourselves to those being sworn in for the first time. We look forward to continuing our work with members on both sides of the aisle as we advocate for legislation that's important to corn growers," end quote. Now, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they also congratulated Speaker of the House Mike Johnson for his successful reelection campaign in the 119th Congress. Speaker Johnson has always been a strong supporter of U.S. cattle producers, says NCBA, and they look forward to continuing to work with him in the new Congress. That, according to Ethan Lane, Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Lane added, quote, "There's a lot of work to do this year," end quote. The National Pork Producers Council commended President Joe Biden for signing the Beagle Brigade Act into law. It provides statutory authority and reliable funding to the National Detector Dog Training Center. Lori Stevermer, NPPC president, said in a statement, quote, "Pork producers employ many biosecurity measures to keep foreign animal diseases out of their herds. As pork producers, we're grateful this Beagle Brigade Act will continue to keep our food supply more safe and secure for everyone," end quote. Now, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection trains beagles and other dogs at U.S. ports of entry to spot contraband fruits, vegetables, and meat products in international passenger baggage, mailed packages, and vehicles entering the United States. The Beagle Brigade Agriculture Canine Teams bolster national security by performing critically important inspections at ports of entry. Stevermer added in the statement, quote, "Further away at our nation's ports, the Beagle Brigade helps ensure that foreign animal diseases travel past our borders." Well, the USDA is reminding specialty crop producers to apply for assistance for marketing and food safety certification expenses. The Farm Service Agency is providing an additional $650 million in funding for the new Market Assistance for Specialty Crops program and extending the application deadline to this Friday. Meanwhile, FSA also reminds specialty crop producers of the January 31st, 2025 deadline to apply for the Food Safety Certification and Specialty Crops Program for 2024 expenses. Now, with a total of $2.65 billion available, the MSAC helps specialty crop producers expand markets and manage higher costs. FSA is also increasing the MASC payment limit from $125,000 to $900,000. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says, quote, "Specialty crop producers should act quickly to make an appointment to apply for both marketing and food safety certification assistance. Specialty crop producers have been impacted by higher marketing and handling costs due to the perishability of their products," end quote. Well, the cattle market had a great 2024, but Scott Verlich of KKV Trading in Iowa says January typically isn't the best month to market cattle.
That's always my least favorite month to sell cattle. It feels like we usually advertise some packer kill cuts. They do some of their cooler cleanouts or some maintenance. So we usually see those seasonally happen. So when that starts to be talked about by packers, it's not a surprise. And they like to really overplay that and stand up on a mountain and preach it. But I would expect some of that to come based on our tighter supply, and it's a way to back up cattle for them. And we just get past our big demand season and some of that excellent shelf business that we get there. So would expect that we kind of lull just a little bit, because we always feel like, hey, spring's coming. Let's get that spring demand kind of kicking in, and it's just too early yet.
He says cash markets were particularly strong in December.
High cash prices have been what's leading us here. It led us out of the gutter this last break that we had. And, you know, even on Saturday, they were out looking for cattle. There was some 197 trading, some 197.50 to some regionals. And some guys were even able to pass that bid because we're current enough. And it just feels different. If you look back for years, producers have not had this kind of leverage in a long time. And we haven't. We've got all packers bidding. We're able to pass. We're able to take bids and choose where we're going. We've got people getting live bids that never get live bids in some of those remote areas. So it feels like we have the upper hand on the live cattle cash side.
And Verlich thinks that leverage will stay on the producer's side into early 2025.
I see a lot of confidence, especially in this cash feeder market. I mean, these prices really, there was about a 5 or 6 week stretch that they just went straight up. I feel like we saw maybe some heifers getting held back earlier in this fall. And then as we've just climbed real fast, it's getting tougher and tougher to think, are we going to be able to rebuild this cow herd or not? Just with the sheer cost that it is. I mean, it's a $2,000 heifer calf, and it's going to cost, you know, my cowboy math says about $1,000 per year on that animal.
Again, that's Scott Verlich with KKV Trading. We're out of time here on AOA. That's a look at news headlines. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get an update on 45Z and more with Jackie Facka from CoBank. We'll also talk with Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for listening to AOA.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals to businesses to governments and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, but it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. Well, she's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter arrived at the U.S. Capitol today from Atlanta. It followed a solemn procession along snow-lined streets of Washington, D.C. Carter's casket will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until his state funeral Thursday. Jimmy Carter was 100. In Southern California, evacuations underway in Pacific Palisades, fire crews battling a brush fire, and fierce Santa Ana winds.
Traffic is at an absolute standstill as people are using all lanes.